Good afternoon, the Union.
Dave, how you doing? It's Lane Mitchell calling from Sonic.
Hey, Lane.
What are you, basking in the rain over there?
I am. In fact, I'm hoping that I don't get flooded and float away. I've got my approved Sonic Boom canoe here.
Well, David, that's actually the reason I'm calling. You know, there's been so much rain this year. I think a lot of Sonic girls and boys are hesitant to buy tickets because they're afraid that Sonic Boom could be rained out. Like, what happens if it rains on the day of the show?
Well, I mean, something that nobody really wants to experience. You get ready for a big event, and you want to stand outside and bask in the sunlight and have a beverage and enjoy some great live music, and then it rains. And you have to stand there in a poncho all day long, and it's kind of depressing and sad. And really, nobody wants to have that. We've been blessed in the past couple of years with Sonic Boom with great weather. However, as everybody can tell, the weather this year across Alberta has been a little questionable. So,
Oh, really? I hadn't noticed.
Well, yeah, you'd think, right? But in discussions with our good friends over at Northlands, we are very happy to announce that we've come up with a contingency plan for Sonic Boom. Essentially, we were summing it up as this. Whether rain or shine, you will be dry at Sonic Boom. We're going to be looking at the situation as such. Within 72 hours of the date, if it looks like we might be looking at some questionable weather, we have negotiated a plan with Northlands to be able to move the entire Sonic Boom Festival into the Expo Center. We figured out a way to make it work, to accommodate what we expect the crowd numbers to be, and to make some amendments and adjustments to ensure that everybody's Sonic Boom experience is as good indoors as it would be outdoors. So no matter what, everybody who has a ticket for Sonic Boom is going to be able to enjoy it and not have to, like, paddle their way to and from the event.
Well, thank you so much. That is absolutely excellent news.
Well, I don't think anybody's ever done this at a festival in Canada, to our knowledge. So, and it just came up that the Expo Center, I don't know if anybody's been able to be in there, it's an extremely large, flexible venue, and it's our good fortune that it's available on Sunday, September 4th. So we're going to try very hard to keep the event outside. I know we've made a lot of adjustments and accommodations to make this year's festival outdoors as great as possible, and we've got what we believe is a great musical lineup. However, we also want to ensure that everybody's comfortable and doesn't have to bring, like, a giant poncho to the show. That said, even if we do end up deciding to keep it outdoors, we do want people to, you know, be prepared. So head over to sonicboomfestival.com, have a look at the list of the permitted items, the do's and don'ts, as it were, so that they're adequately prepared for a day out at Sonic Boom. But needless to say, we're going to try our very hardest to make everybody's day at the festival as easy and as fun, as enjoyable as possible.
Well, excellent. Hey, thank you so much for talking with us. Dave Johnson of the Union.
Thank you very much for your time, Lane.